Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, November 23rd, and it is Thanksgiving, and I want to give thanks to all the people who listen to this podcast and read our posts on Facebook. It doesn't happen without you. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade also doesn't happen without nice weather. So Thanksgiving can be a fickle time of year. We could see as much as 4.4 inches of snow like we did back in 1989. We could have 1.72 inches of rain back in 2006. And it could be as warm as 69 degrees or as cold as 15 degrees. You got to go back to 1871 for that. Now, this Thanksgiving, it's not looking too bad. We were concerned a little bit about the winds, but looks like we're going to stay below that criteria that would cause the balloons to have to be flown lower. That's about 23 miles an hour. So we've got a storm system intensifying to our north and east, and it's going to bring in some seasonable air on Thursday. We'll have breezy conditions, but wind gusts are going to stay right around 20 miles per hour and ease off during the day. And we'll have highs right around normal in the low 50s, not bad for the latter third of November. And for Thursday night, we'll fall back into the upper 30s. Now, Friday, we're going to have another weak disturbance move across Canada. And we'll have a cold front come through dry. We'll have highs rising into the upper 40s. But then we're going to get a shot of cold air Friday night behind that low, and most areas are going to go into the 20s Friday night, and that includes the five boroughs will probably be in the upper 20s. So if you're a plant trying to hang on, it's probably over for you on Friday night, but at least we'll be mostly clear. And for the weekend, we're going to have high pressure nosing in from the south and west, but it's not going to do anything to modify the air mass on Saturday. At least we'll be mostly sunny, but highs are going to be about 10 degrees below average. We'll be struggling in the upper 30s. Saturday night, we'll see temperatures hold in the lower 30s with increase in clouds, and then we'll watch on Sunday. The high pressure is going to be moving offshore, so we're going to start to see a return flow. So there's not going to be any cold air around for the next storm system, but we are going to see low pressure develop along the coast as it phases with a weak northern stream system, and it's taking a good track for winter weather, but this is not going to be our chance. The cold air is gone. So we'll be in the upper 40s by day on Sunday, and by the time any rain arrives Sunday night, we'll see temperatures holding in the 40s. So no snow this go around. Now, just looking, doing a little bit of long range, because why not? Everybody wants to know. One of the things that we look at, meteorologist Joe Rayo has this rule of 3 inches in Central Park in the month of December. See, get a feel for what the winter is going to be like. So if Central Park gets less than 3 inches of snow, it's a very high chance that the park is going to wind up below average for the season, that average being about 25 inches. And sure enough, though, all the Decembers from each winter since 1930 to 1931 checked out with that plan. Now, based on this, so Central Park gets less than 30 inches of snow, there's an 80% chance the season will end with, sorry, gets more than, there's an 80% chance that we'll end with above, below average snowfall. So let's hope we can get at least 3 inches of snow in December. Sorry, got a little tongue-tied there. Climate models, they've been flip-floppy. They're trying to figure out what's going on with the El Nino in the future. Right now, they're showing December being a little warmer than average. But that doesn't mean that you can't get a snow event during a cold outbreak. So going to keep our eyes out for our first snowfall. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jason, and this was the JC Weather Podcast. Follow along with us on Facebook at JC Weather NYC and Long Island.